Blog Talk Radio.
When you're down and troubled and you need a helping hand, and nothing, oh, nothing is going right, close your eyes and think of me, and soon I will be brighten up even your darkest night. You just call out my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running. Oh yeah, baby, see you again. All you got to do is call, and I'll be there, yeah, yeah, yeah. You got a friend. If the sky above you should turn dark and full of clouds, and that old north wind should begin to blow, keep your head together and call my name out loud now. Soon I'll be knocking upon your door. Just call up my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running. Oh yes, I will see you again. Winter, spring, summer, or fall, yeah. All you got to do is call, and I'll be there, yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, ain't it good to know that you've got a friend? People can be so cold. They'll hurt you and desert you. Well, they'll take your soul if you let them. Oh, yeah, but don't you let them. Just call out my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running, see you again. Oh, babe, don't you know about winter, spring, summer, or fall? Hey, now all you got to do is call. Lord, I'll be there, yes, I will. You got a friend. You got a friend, yeah. Ain't it good to know you got a friend? Ain't it good to know you got a friend? Oh, yeah. Got a friend.
Heartbeat, sad colors and time.
the movie Twilight, and we are glad that you are here, and we are live on a Friday night, if you can believe that. Giving you a little special here, and we're going to give you a special with a really special person and a very outstanding psychic medium. And more than that, Bonnie is our guest, and Bonnie is my producer on my show. And Bonnie has, as far as just been just this week, that Bonnie has been really doing shows on Journey in the Light. And I tell you, the feedback that I am honestly getting back from folks that have scheduled a private session with have been awesome. I mean, not only were the readings just dead on, but the care and the kindness, people have been really amazed. And I'm not at all ablibbing or not saying something that's not true. I couldn't do that. You know, after 9 years of doing this show, I do have a reputation, and people know that they can believe what I say. So I'm not going to, and I won't lie. You're in for a treat tonight, okay? So we're going to do some mini readings on the show, but also Bonnie is going to be giving out a special for private readings that you're definitely going to want to partake on the special. And you know why you want to jump on this? Tonight ends the special, and that's no, you know, advertising ploy or whatever. We've been doing shows on and off with Bonnie all week, here and there. We did some shows last Saturday night to kick it off, and we did the special, and we've done shows on and off all week. So we said that Friday night would be the end of the special, and this is Friday night. So get a pen and paper, okay, or however you do it. Maybe you log it in your phone or your laptop or however you do it, and get ready to write it down. And we're going to go ahead and give that out to you here in just a minute so you guys can get your pen and paper. Now, for the show tonight, again, we'll be taking calls for readings. Just call into the show like we always do. 347-884-8245. Press the 1 on your phone once you come aboard, and we'll be doing, like I say, mini readings like we always do on this show. So there you go there. And to contact Bonnie, her contact information is on the show page here. I'll be giving out her phone number if that's easier for you than a website or email address. But all that information to contact Bonnie is on the show page. There you go there. So as you guys are calling on in, make sure you press that one on your phone, okay? It's really important, so I know that you want to come on to the show. Now, before we get started here, if everybody can give me just a couple of minutes of your attention, something very near and dear to my heart has been not just this show I've been doing for the past 9 years, over 4,000 shows that I've been doing. I do this show because, you know, to help people. And if you don't know about me or the show very much, definitely check out the show that's featured. I did updated that on Monday. During this week I did it. Yeah, Monday night. Now it's featured. And it talks all about me and the show and how the show got started. A lot of things that, you know, if you're new, you don't know. And it will help you, too, during hard times. So there you go there. Now, what I'm alluding to is our homeless mission, where Jennifer Taylor, who runs Quantum Touch. It's a healing modality, very well respected around the world. She's my co-host on LA Talk Radio, Empowering Your Life. And it's all about helping the homeless, people that are less fortunate than us. And I was thinking of, you know, as the show, you know, that I did Monday was about, and it, before I started Journey into the Light, I knew I was always destined to help the homeless. There was always, I didn't know how I go about doing it. I didn't know how to organize, but I knew somehow I was going to be doing that. And why? And that's because that, you know, the homeless are, you know, need our help. Because, you know, spirituality is all about helping, you know, one another. Spirituality starts with, you know, a lot of people have the wrong idea of what spirituality is. People think, well, you know, being a psychic or being a medium makes you spiritual, but it's not. It's love of helping one another, and that is the whole goal of this show was like helping Melvin that we did, that there has to be more than prayers or blessings, that when someone really is in need, that we're able to help with. And the more that we have Jennifer and I go out to the streets here in Oklahoma City and help the homeless, who a lot of them are just angels. You know, the Bible speaks about, you know, a lot of the people alongside the road that they talk about, and the Good Samaritan, were angels. Sometimes it was Jesus. And that hasn't changed. I do not believe at all. And I've met a lot of homeless people, and a lot of them will tell me, you know, look in the sky, you know, it's in his hands. Smile, brother. They tell me it's all good. It's in his hands. And when we know it's in his hands, we should have nothing to worry about. So there's no doubt that is the message that, you know, we should be looking for. And then we started a GoFundMe account. So and people have slowly been donating so that we can go out and help people that are, I mean, I've ran across some, you know, many of them are vets that, you know, that serve this country. And one guy, I asked him, and he said, you know, he did two tours in Vietnam. And I said, well, how long you been at this corner? And he said, I've been here 5 hours and I got $2. And I said, hey, you know, let me give you $20 here and help you a little bit more than that. And that is what your donations, your plan of action goes directly to the homeless people. And you know, we need to let it grow. So on the show, you know, we are, you know, and it doesn't matter what the amount is. It could be, you know, some people have been blessed to donate a couple $100. Some have been $150, $20, $5, $10. It don't matter. Anything really is a blessing to the mission here. Very much so. So I want to go ahead and bring Bonnie on. Bonnie's got a few words about the homeless mission here. as we get ready to start the show here. So let me get Bonnie on to the show. Bonnie, do you want to say a few words?
I do. I really appreciate you having me on, and I really do support your mission because you've changed the way that I look at people who are in this desperate situation. And I was in a town near me, and there was a man standing on a slab of concrete in the middle of this terrible intersection, and it was about a foot wide. And I don't know how anybody could stand in that intersection on that slab of concrete for as long as he did. He was an older man. He was wearing some kind of a strange blanket, and he had a cane, and he wasn't moving very well, and he was an older man. And it just broke my heart to see him. This was like one of the worst intersections anybody could stand in. And at any moment, I mean, he was at risk. He was in danger where he really was. And I happened to get caught at the light of the window down, and I gave him what I had to give him. But I said to him, "You're in a really dangerous place. This is not a safe place for you to be." And he said, "Yes, but this is the best place to be." And I don't think I saw anybody else stop for him, but I told him to be careful because he really was not in a good location, because it was a very, very bad place for anyone to be. And Michael has changed how I look at people who are in these dire straits. We all tend to judge people and how they, you know, how they end up in a situation like that. But let me tell you something. One medical mishap, one loss of your job from 18 or 20 years, one little thing can put you in that situation. So there, by the grace of God, do I. And we need to have compassion for this. And a lot of these people are veterans who have just not had a good time. They've got post-traumatic stress, or, you know, and we need to take care of people who are in situations like this. And so, Michael, I want to thank you for changing how I look at this situation. And I think we should try not to judge when we see those who are in need like that, and we should respond to the need. So I hope people respond tonight.
Yeah, because we never know when we will be in a situation like that.
Yeah.
I mean, they say that 70% of all Americans are one paycheck away from being homeless, you know, one disaster.
Yeah.
You know, and we never know when we're going to be in that situation. Now I'm going to share something personal tonight that I don't know if I've ever shared, but I know my wife would be okay with it. Okay. And it's not about being homeless, but it's about being in a situation we never thought we would be in. Now, my wife, as most people know, is ill with lupus and is pretty sick. And, you know, basically, I'll just leave it at that. And some years ago, if everybody can remember back in 2008, 2009, when the economy just crashed and a lot of people lost their jobs, businesses. Well, up until that point, me and my wife were running a electronic business, and it was going very well. And we had just built our dream house. We had twins, and they were like 10 years old at the time. Things were really good. I mean, we were extremely happy. This was our home we were going to retire in. Well, 08 happened, and everything ceased to be. Everything ceased. And my wife was brought up Assembly of God Baptist, so very church, and so that has meaning in it as we go on here. So when the economy crashed and our business, we lost it. Sales just stopped. I mean, stopped. And it got to the point where, like I said, we lost our business. We lost our house. We lost one of our vehicles. And our house was being foreclosed on and being sold in auction. And my wife was looking at all these incredible high bills we had because we had to go and purchase things, and we had to go and storm, and we had all this, you know, basically bills so high up that she basically had a nervous breakdown. And, you know, it got to the point where she was wondering if it was worth continuing on with her life. So much so that one evening or night, I found her slumped over in the bathroom. And I didn't really plan to get into this, but just to make sure she was all right, I held her all night. And just in case there was any sense of she had to be rushed to the hospital, and she was all right. My point of telling you all of this is we can be, as my wife said, in certain situations we never, ever dreamed that we could be in. So this story here about my wife was brought up religious and in church and taking your life as something she was told that, you know, you go to hell for it, plain and simple. And she told me, she said, I never, ever thought I'd be in a situation like that. So that just shows that we all have to, you know, watch out for our brothers and sisters. When I go up to a homeless person, I don't know their name, so I just call them brother or sister. I'm like, hey, brother, how you doing? And they respond back in kind, because we are our brothers and our sisters. And, you know, and I'm going to play one last thing, and we're going to go on with calls. But the link is here on the show page, our homeless link. And I know Bonnie is just as committed as I am on this. That's why one of the reasons I so love Bonnie, because she, you know, she gets it. And I'm going to play a clip here of a homeless person. And he talks about what it's like being on the streets. And right after this, we're going to go to our callers here. Just take a listen, just a couple minutes is all. And we'll go straight to callers after this. The link is on the show page for the GoFundMe link. And we're going to have to have
my name is Ronald Davis. I've been on the street for about a year and a half now. Well, I come from the suburbs. Life, you know, which is rough. And, I mean, I didn't sleep in the Lower Wacker. I didn't sleep on the bridges. I didn't sleep in the little cardboard boxes and stuff, you know, just surviving, especially in the wintertime is the hardest time. And like, I go to fill out applications for a job and stuff. They look at me, you know, I'm not looking presentable. And then they, well, we'll call you, leave a number. But how can I leave a number when I don't have a phone? So it's just a struggle out here, you know. I just, you know, from day to day, people, I come out here and panhandle with my cup. Right here at the Metro train station, people come off bringing me sandwiches and stuff like this here. And I start out in my morning about 6 o'clock. You know, sometimes I don't even have enough to go to the flop house. You know, sometimes the flop house is a cheap place, and they number $16 for 24 hours right over there on Clark and Van Buren. And a lot of times I don't have enough money for that, so I had to end up sleeping in the park or on one of these benches downtown or something like this. And then the security guards come and run you off about 5 or 6 in the morning. So by 6 o'clock, I started panhandling and trying to survive. And like I said before, some days I don't even have enough to get it wrong, so I just sleep on the street. But I depend on the people that's coming off the train, because most of them, I give them respect. You know, most of them like me. They come out and give me clothes and food and stuff like this here so I can survive, give me a few bucks and everything, and I add it up at the end of the day and get me a little room for the night. And whenever I'm not fortunate enough to get the room, I just sleep in the street wherever I can. It's really humiliating to be shaking a cup 24 hours a day, and people just look at you like you're some kind of little bum. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I have had people to walk past me and say, "Get a job, bum." And I said, "Wait a minute, I'm not a bum. I'm a human being." And it's hard. But after the end of the day, when people go home and everybody get on the metro train, and then I just feel so bad that I can't be going home. You know? I mean, I'm sorry. But it's really emotional because I'm really trying to get myself together and get off this tree, you know. And I don't care what it's doing. If I can get a job and through this humility, you know, I mean, you just lose all your humility when you're shaking a cook begging. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you can look at a person and tell if they gain your respect or not. You know what I mean? A lot of people look at you like you're just a piece of crumb, you know. I had one guy walk past me and talked about me so bad, and then I just looked at him. I said, "God bless you, sir." He walked past and went down the street, come right back. And he said, "You know what, man, I had a bad day." He said, "I'm sorry for even calling you that." He said, "Because I know you're a human being." He said, "Would you accept my apology?" I said, "Apology accepted." He went in his pocket and gave me $30 and said, "Go get you a room and get you something to eat." You know what I mean? I mean, you know, no matter what people think about me, I know I'm a human first. And just because I'm down on my luck, don't give nobody no excuse to call me no bum. Because I'm not.
And that's the thing, you know, that I try to do when I go and talk to the homeless people. I ask them, do you have a place to stay tonight? And they'll either tell me yay or nay, and if they don't, then I try to give them enough so they can go and get a room for the night. Because who among all of us would like to, us or family, be out in the street? So the link is there on the show page. Any amount helps. To help someone get a room for the night, it's about $20 on average. But whatever you can do, I mean, even $5 can get them something to eat. But the link is there. The GoFundMe link is there. If you'd rather use PayPal, let me know in the screening room. I'll give you that address. But the whole idea is to help. And that's really the reason that Bonnie and I are here, because this is really our day off. This is my day off. I do shows, as you know, Sunday through Thursday, all, you know, 5, 6 hours, 7 hours. And, you know, I've been running all day. I took my wife to the doctor in the morning, and I've just been running. As Bonnie knows, I just sat down to do the show. You know, we're doing it so people can, A, get help for themselves, get a reading, and also so that we can help others. So it's a win-win for everybody, right? So the link is here on the show page. Let's make a difference. I know we've talked a little bit over, and if people are wanting to participate and donate, I'll add time to the show. We'll go a little bit more. I'm sure Bonnie will. We'll definitely go longer, and there you go, okay? So if you do donate, you're not required to donate to get on the list to come on, but we will bring you up next if you do donate, as far as our thank you for donating, because there has to be, I believe, for sure, a return in as far as a thanks. Now let's bring Bonnie back on, and we're gonna start taking calls. And the link is there on the show page. I'll be coming to you in the screening room if you need help how to find that. And any last words, Bonnie, before we go to the callers? We will give them the special here at the end of the first call that we're doing. I'll give that out. But anything, Bonnie, you wanted to add?
I just wanted to remind people that we're all connected. We're all connected. And, you know, if we don't respond to people who need help, then we're doing ourselves a disservice. We're not being the best human being we can be. And that's all I have to say about it. This is a good project, you know? It's a very good project.
Yes, I totally agree. Okay, let's go to our first caller then. Let's go, I don't know who's who. I'm just seeing area codes. So let's go to area code 251, which I believe is is Alabama. Can we get your first name, please?
Hi, guys. It's Chris Lee. I just called in because I wanted to give Thanksgiving for that beautiful meeting I had with Mary today, and to just tell her thank you and anybody else that is listening tonight to really just say a beautiful and accurate reading that you did for me today. And it's really put a lot of things in my own life in perspective and has given me like the confirmation to really put my foot in the next step forward and knowing that I have that support. So that's all I wanted. And then while you're talking about the homework, my heart is just saying like, thank you for that beautiful heart that you have and Michael and your wife and all of the work that you guys are doing together to support the people out there. It's such a beautiful mission to work with the homeless, and you guys are so right. They're people, and they so deserve to be treated with the utmost integrity and respect, and we need to value our one another's. We are brothers and sisters, and I just thank you so much for putting all that you do into making, you know, planet Earth and the human connections stronger and more loving.
Thank you, Crystal. I gave Crystal a reading today. Thank you so much for that.
Oh, thank you for that reading. So, yes, oh, my gosh, thank you. And anybody else who's listening, she does spot-on readings. So be sure and get yourself a private session and connect with her because she is so great and genuine. Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, that's very kind.
Well, and I just want to. Do you go by Christy or Crystal?
Christy.
Christy. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So and Christy, I want to thank and tell everybody that Christy is going to be coming on Journey into Light as one of our guests for the next year, and Christy will be coming on here starting in just a week or two. So much looking forward to that. So it's really been a great day, and you know, it's been a great, Bonnie, it's been a great week with the, I don't know what it is with the Alabama connection, but I was telling Christy how earlier this week, how Susan, and you talked to Susan too, Bonnie, and she helped donate it to the show and then in the homeless mission. And like, man, where's all this bright energy coming from Alabama? And I never really have heard from Alabama as long as I've been doing this show all 9 years. Not a whole lot, but this week it's like exploded. Honestly.
Man, it's so exciting. It's like we've got a shakening and awakening going on, you guys. And it's like such a great time to be alive, you know, and to share in all of the coming together, the energy of just our world waking up, so to speak. It's exciting.
Yeah, it is. What do you think on the bio lab, Bonnie? What's all this Alabama connection?
I don't know. Maybe there's, you know, some interesting, I don't know, astrological thing going on in Alabama. I just don't really know what it is. But
well,
it's nice.
That's
it's
it
nice
is.
You're getting some Southern callers here. I like it.
<It's>, yeah. Yeah, Southern hospitality, as I say. I mean, I'm so used to the South. My wife was, you know, born in Tennessee, has a lot of family in Tennessee. So I've been there a lot myself. I've, you know, it's like my wife and I, we were like the North meets the South because she was Tennessean from the South. I was born in Chicago, raised in Nebraska. So it was like the North meets the South. And anyway, kind of funny, but anywho. Okay, well, we got a skedaddle, but thanks for calling in and giving that testimony, Christy, and we're looking forward to you joining the show here in just a week or two, so.
You're welcome, and blessings. Yes, you're welcome. Thank you so much, you guys. Blessed be, and we'll be talking soon.
Okay, much
Thank
love.
You.
Blessings to you. Okay,
Take
bye-bye.
Care.
Okay, and I guess it's really a great time to give this out since we're talking about your readings, Bonnie, and everything. Let's give that out to the listeners. Bonnie's special that she's doing for private readings. Now, it ends today, so Bonnie, are you going to give them till tomorrow to contact you?
Yeah, I will. I'll give them actually till Sunday night so I can have time to book in some more spaces. Yeah.
Okay, Sunday night. Okay, so everybody, you know, tomorrow, whatever. So here's the special, folks. Okay, for a 30-minute private reading with Bonnie for only, now get this, only $19.95. Oh, my goodness. But it does come to end this weekend, though, because we've been talking about it since last Sunday, and we said that Friday night was it. So it really is it. So now here's the phone number. All this information is listed on the show page, how to contact Bonnie, including website and email addresses. But here's the phone number. If that's probably might be the easiest thing. Okay, so everybody's had time to get a pen and paper, contact Bonnie to get this special for a private session. It is 540-294-5193. One more time, 540-294-5193. Anything else, Bonnie, you want to add to that?
No, I'm just looking forward to hearing from you. You've all been really great listeners, and I appreciate it so much that you've called me.
And I know you've got just a ton of people calling you, which has really been great that people have been able to participate in that special offer. And I thank you, Bonnie, for offering that. So, you know, because a lot of sometimes you'll get a reader on and, you know, they're like, you know, $200-$300 and a lot of folks can't afford that.
No, they can't. They can't. So. And that's a good reason to, you know, this allows people who are in less fortunate positions to you know, participate.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I've been there myself, so I really do understand it.
Right, right. Okay, well, let's continue on here. Oh, hang on. There's my son. Bonnie's used to this. Right, Bonnie? It's like on our phones, we have this, you know, this like walkie-talkie. It's called Zillow, and I don't know if anybody has that app or not. I'm going to say that zap, but it's called Zillow, and you can actually like press down on a button and talk to whoever you get hooked up. It's really cool, but and it's totally free. But anywho, okay, let's continue on here. Let's go to area code 434. You're up next. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from? Hello. Area code
434.
Okay, Nancy, go ahead.
If you need somebody, okay.
Well,
hi, thank you. If am I on live?
Yes, you're live here with Bonnie.
Oh, okay. Hi, thanks for taking my call. I've also had readings from Bonnie, and she's absolutely wonderful. And I just want to know what you see in my path for the next 3 months.
I see a new position coming for you. I see more clients coming for you. I see a genuine transition, a genuine shift for you that will give you closer to what you really are trying to get. And I know that you work very hard in everything you do, and you're very energetic and enthusiastic about that. And you know that you're surrounded by all kinds of interesting guides, angels, saintly people, and you're going to have more of them show up. So keep doing research when you get a new name so that you know who you're dealing with on the other side there. But I think you've got some exciting times coming. I think by September, you're going to have a lot of these changes will be really evident to you.
Thank you so much. I greatly appreciate it. And good luck on your special.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I think we lost Michael in the screening room. Let me give you my phone number one more time. It's 540-294-5193. And I do have a website, and I also have two email addresses. So you can reach me just about any one of those venues that you'd like to, but calling me certainly is the most efficient. Don't know where we lost Michael. You know, when I'm the producer, I'm the one that's in the background, interestingly enough, saying, Michael, come out of the screening room. That's funny. But I hope that all of you will help contribute to Michael's project. It's a really worthwhile project. And it's not a lot of times when there are projects like that or missions like that, there are administrative costs, and the money that you donate go to all kinds of places. But that is not the case with Michael. He goes out on the street himself. He talks to these people in person, and he helps them absolutely directly. It's amazing. I know people are already calling in to me, and I can't answer your call because I'm on the air. So just leave me a message, and I promise you I will call you back as soon as I can. Thank you for calling in. I really appreciate it. And it's so nice that the Journey into the Light callers, I think, are very receptive people. You're very receptive people. You're very intuitive, spiritual people. And you're really good people. And I appreciate it when we take your calls and when we're working other guests on other shows. Even though you don't hear me all the time, I'm in the background helping Michael out right here in Virginia. He's in Oklahoma, but we spend a lot of time doing shows during the week, and it's been really good for me. It's given me something to look forward to, and it's really improved my outlook in life. Michael, are you there?
I'm here. I'm sorry. You know how it is with the screening room.
I know.
Okay.
I told him I was the one usually
pushing
you along.
Yeah, you're like, Michael. Okay, so Nancy is done. Okay, I didn't know how big a call. Okay, let's keep going then. Let's go to Amy in California. She was telling me she takes food over to the homeless all the time. So thanks, Amy, for what she does. Okay, Amy, you're up next. Go ahead, please.
Thank you, Michael. And Bonnie, thank you for taking this. I'm looking for some clarity on life purpose income because I have really been at a brick wall with getting cash flow and, you know, income flow coming into my life. Do you have any suggestions for me?
You know, you're not the only one having this issue right now. This seems to be a hard time for everyone regarding income. I want to thank you for taking the homeless food when you can do that. That is a gracious and generous thing that you're doing there. Let me just look here a little bit.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, I had some bananas one day, and I was giving a bunch of bananas to this one lady, and she said, no, I only need one. Thank you. Give it to the other people who are hungry. Every homeless person, I gave five bananas to five different homeless people, but each time they said, I only need one. Thank you, but make sure the other people get fed. And I did
and
that with pizza. And each time it was like, I only need one slice, make sure the other people get a slice of pizza.
And that is beautiful, that sharing. That's a very beautiful thing.
Yeah.
Let me look for you here. I can't feel employment for you. Are you already working?
Where am I working?
Yeah, are you already working?
doing odd jobs right now, which is just so odd for me.
I think that's going to change, and it feels to me like you might have, I see sometimes when I see two options for people, I see like a split path. So what I see for you is a split path, like you're going to have two options. Something maybe part-time will come in for you that you're going to like and be interested in, so you should look for that. But on the other path, I see that you have a way of bringing money in when you least expect it, and you have some other gifts that you can use to help yourself start maybe like a small business for yourself. And hang on just a second because I'm listening. It feels to me like that path might be the better for the, long term. But for temporarily, you may want to find something part. And if you look, it's going to show right up because you've got angels on your side who are willing to help you. And so you just kind of have to think for the universe what it is that you want. Be specific. How many hours? What kind of job? What will be good for you physically and not tie up all your time? And I think that will come to you. I do. And then on the other hand, you need to look into your spiritual gifts because I think the other path has to do with that. It's something that you do either creatively or metaphysically that, and there may be animals involved, I'm not sure, but you need to look in that other direction as well because I think you could build a nice small business with those gifts that you have.
Could I just say something else?
Yes,
with what you just said? You know, I do massage and energy work and healing touch and Reiki, and I'm thinking of getting into maybe doing angel reading cards. But also I went and applied at a little mom-pa Mexican cafe on my way home today, and I would love to get back into the food server business. I would love that. So I'm thinking go ahead.
It will happen. I think both of those things are going to happen for you. And one of the things with your metaphysical work, that's what I call your healing work, I think you don't even really need to use angel cards. I think you need to incorporate, or I feel you need to incorporate sound into your other healing type of work, because sometimes sound is an excellent way of changing a person's vibration, and it kind of, I want to say, scopes out the need of that person. So you should consider that, consider using tuning forks or bowls or something like that to help you. I don't know a lot about that kind of addition to work like you do, sound healing to go with the other forms of energy work that you're doing. Okay?
Thank you. And, I did a tuning fork certification a couple
good.
Of years ago.
That's really good.
Did hear that. Thank you.
You're so welcome. I'm so glad I could help you.
Wonderful. Thank you, Michael and Bonnie.
You're welcome, dear. Thank you. Okay, have we still lost Michael? Do we still have you, Michael?
Can you hear me, Bonnie?
Yes, I can still hear you, so I'm glad you're still on the line.
Okay, there he is.
Okay.
Yeah, there you are.
I am back. Okay, I have returned. Thank you, Amy. All right. Thanks for your call. All right. Let's continue on. I do want to say, let's see where we're at. Now, we're getting close to the hour, but we will continue to go over the hour if anybody wants to donate to the homeless mission. It's a great cause. I go out there on the weekends especially, and they're beautiful souls that need our help. And if you all can, the link is on the show page. The GoFundMe link is right there. And I will come to you in the screening room if you have questions and also be by your phone, please. I have to make sure there's a voice there. before we bring you up and stuff, and that you're not a troll. We went over that earlier this week and gave everybody an education. Right, Bonnie?
Yeah, it gave me one for sure.
Yeah, I know.
That was so shocking.
Yeah, I know. Most people nowadays are like, "What? What happened?" They don't.
I'm sorry. I want to say one thing. If people are on your Facebook page and they see your post about this mission, I would love it if they would repost it on their own pages so that more and more people can see this. I think that would help this mission greatly. You know?
That's a great idea. Thank you for reminding me. We need to get that out there more. And if you can't, you know, some people just can't. They lost their job or whatever. We understand that. We know everybody just can't. But you could do things in your own community, or you could just simply share the posting, you know, and folks who don't have, we've talked about this before, don't have money, you know, and that's, you know, you can help someone who maybe, you know, just helping people is being spiritual, showing the love, helping a senior citizen put groceries in their car when they're struggling, you know, things like that. But before we go to the next caller here, I want to point out again that Bonnie's special that's running out this weekend is for a private reading, 30-minute private reading for only $19.95. That is simply amazing. It runs out this weekend, and the phone number to contact Bonnie and her website, all that's on the show page, okay? Let me give out the phone number verbally. If that's easier for you, just go ahead and write that down. Here it is, 540-294-5193. One more time, 540-294-5193. So let's go next here to Los Angeles, a popular destination tonight. L.A., let's bring in Mindy, who donated. We want to thank her to the homeless mission.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Hello. Lovely to be here. And always thank you for your service.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
What can I do for you?
I don't know what to ask. I don't know how to ask. A lot of different changes, moving. There's a new person in my life. So Not really sure how to ask the question.
You are in transition, like many of us are, but I will tell you something. The first thing I saw when you started talking to me, I have a room full of angels here, and they are helping you through the transition. They're telling me that you have a great love of humanity and a spiritual faith. You have, and faith can, for them, is not necessarily religion. But it's a great spiritual belief and heart, you know, full of love. That's what they're talking about with you. And you have so much coming up for you. Your relationship will grow. Let me see if I can hit all the highlights real quick. Your relationship will grow, and you'll find a lot of things in common with this person. You will find a sort of sympathetic, a sameness, a oneness, and that will grow. This oneness that you have with this person will grow, and I think you'll be pleasantly surprised. You'll just get deeper and deeper into the relationship, and it will be mutual, and it will be good. So the relationship is good. Let's see, what were your other things? Moving? Did you say moving?
Yes.
It feels like you're moving anyway, and that'll be a good move for you, too. Just remember, they're telling me this is funny. It's kind of a funny thing to say on air, but I'm going to say it anyway. They're telling me that don't forget to throw away all the things you don't need when you move so that you're not taking excessive, you know, old energy with you to a new place.
So funny, because that is wonderful message. I don't know if the angels have a great sense of humor, but that
yes,
is what I'm all about. That I just keep on getting rid of things.
Yes, they say that's wonderful. It brings in new energy, new things, and they are happy that you have that in mind. They've been trying to get that to you for a while now, and they're so happy you're responding to their voices. Whether you can hear them
yes.
or not doesn't matter, but you feel it, and that's the
I
important
do.
Thing.
It's a different realm for me. I started thinking, I'm not really into angels, but I'm starting to think about this. But I wanted to ask very specifically before I go so you can get to other folks, if I were to move, do you see, is it international or is it still stateside?
I feel like it's still in the States for now, but
mm-hmm.
I don't think you'll stay here forever. I'm hearing two, which could be 2 weeks, 2 months, 2 years. I'm thinking 2 years perhaps, though I'm very bad with time, so you can't trust me. Because on the other
okay,
side,
sure.
time is not a linear thing,
uh-huh.
but it feels
uh-huh.
like you'll make a move in the States, and after that, you know, the international doors could certainly open for you to move, and I think your friend will go along with you.
But this friend, I don't know if it's that person, because that person is not available as of yet for me.
Give yourself time.
It's a little
give yourself. I understand.
Yeah.
Give yourself time. And I'll say one more thing about that.
Mm-hmm.
And that is sometimes we meet the right person at the wrong time. And sometimes
mm-hmm.
it's a learning experience for us. But,
correct.
You know, once we learn that experience, whatever, I'm talking to you in code here, so I hope you're understanding me.
I do.
Once you learn the experience, then it might open a door even for a new person who's very much like you. So I don't
mm-hmm.
know if the person I'm seeing is the one you have or the one that's coming, but
sure.
just take your time and see, you know, if it's the right thing, you are intuitive enough, you'll know it.
Yes.
And if it's
mm-hmm.
something that's reciprocated, you know, people are always going about, I need my soulmate. No, there's
mm-hmm.
thousands of people that can be your soulmate. You need to
mm-hmm.
find the person that's absolutely the right person for you. That's the really, and you will know because you will feel it. Okay?
Uh-huh.
You'll just know it. You'll feel it.
That's
and you
wonderful.
Won't get the wrong person. You won't get the wrong person.
So it's coming along and just keep at it.
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely. Just keep walking your path. You know what the right thing is. You do the right thing. That's
okay.
all.
Okay. That's it. That's exactly what I needed to hear. Thank you
so much
for your service, and thank you for letting me donate today.
Oh, I'm very happy you did. Michael's probably very, very happy you did, and thank you so much.
Okay. Have a beautiful rest of the evening.
You too, my dear.
Thank you. Bye now.
Bye-bye. I think Michael's still in the screening room. You're probably still here because Michael's probably still in the screening room. And what he does is he goes and talks to the callers before he puts them on.
Yeah.
Which is a good
can you
thing.
Hear me still?
Yes,
can
I can
me?
Still hear you.
Oh,
yeah.
I too often still. I'm here. So, well, this is wonderful. So we get a chance
okay.
to speak a little bit. Oh, there you go.
I'm back.
She was going to slide in another question here, Michael.
no worries. Have a beautiful night, and thank you for letting me be of service. I appreciate it.
Thank you,
okay.
Mindy.
You're such a lovely soul. Yeah.
Yes.
Bye
thank
now.
You so much. Bye-bye.
Bye now. Thank you.
Okay, wow, that's really a great, you know, it's really a great thing because the callers get to be involved, you know, via service, as she
yes.
said.
Yes.
Yeah.
She recognized that we're all connected and she participated
right.
in that, so it's great.
Right, it just shows that. And, you know, like tomorrow when I go out to the homeless tomorrow afternoon, see, and there we go, And all week, I want to let people know that all week you can go to my Facebook page and see some of the pictures of some of the folks that I help so you can see, you know, your donations
yeah.
in action. Yeah.
And
I even,
helping.
Yeah, right. I even, you know, put together a video collage, you know, each week of, I think it's really neat where, it's kind of a Facebook app. It's called Moments, and it's totally free. People can get that app for anything. But anyway, they put the little music to the background of the pictures, and I really like it. It's pretty cool. So anyway, I digress. Bonnie, can you go on a little bit more?
Sure. Absolutely.
You're used to me digressing, right, Bonnie?
Yes, I am, but that's okay. I'm right here with you.
Yes, I know. Bonnie and I, it sounds like we've worked together forever, doesn't it?
But it really hasn't been that long. It's only been a couple of months, really.
Right, as far as working together. And really, it's, yeah. So, all right, well, let's continue on then. And let's go to, let's stay out to California. It's a California night, that's for sure. And Victoria, welcome to the show here. Let's get her pumped, lined on here. Here we go. Welcome.
Yeah, this is Veronica, actually. Veronica.
Hi, Veronica. How are you? Doing well. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you. I was actually sharing with Michael that I could really relate to his story about his family. You know, my family's had some very similar issues with my husband. And, in fact, that's sort of, you know, really what's on my mind right now is he has been showing signs of being really sick these last about 6 weeks. And, of course, his physical work is tied into his financial, well-being, obviously. And at the same time, you know, it's like, you know, how does, you know, what, you know, just try to look at the whole picture. And, of course, you know, I'm an intuitive, too. I was born and raised in a psychic family, and I also do readings. But, of course, being that he's my husband, it's like, okay, I see some patterning, but the actual, you know, issues, you know, where is that leading, et cetera. Yeah.
I'm trying to tune into him, but sometimes if a person is ill, I'll actually feel their pain or whatever in the same place that they have it. So give me just a second here.
Mm-hmm.
This is kind of strange, but I had a strange feeling in my very lower part of my abdomen, but then it kind of shot up my spine. Now, I'm not sure what that means exactly, but he does need to get some medical assistance and really get checked out well, okay?
Yes.
Because I think there are things that are hidden with him that they would need to find. I'm not a medical intuitive, and I cannot give medical advice, but I can say go to the doctor and make sure he's checked out really, really well, because I think there are issues, and he's one of those people that just doesn't want to go to the doctor, isn't he? You know,
he's been very good about it. The problem is they've already done 3 different blood panels, and so it's one of those, like, let's just keep going deeper.
Did they do a scan? Did they do, like, a CAT scan or anything like that?
That's the next step, is to get him insured, so that we actually don't have insurance, but he is native. And so because of that, he should be able to get, qualify for certain services. But that is the next step. And so on Monday, he's going to be following up with all of that.
I think that will help a lot. I think that the scan might tell you things that you didn't know with the blood work. So just be patient, and I think that's all going to work out and come together the way it's supposed to, and including with the insurance. I think it's all going to fall right into place for you. But the fact that he's native is very interesting to me, and it got my attention when you said that. He's got a lot of guidance around him that, okay, here's what, let me see if I can explain this better. He is one of those interesting, intuitive men who just has a feeling he should go do something, and he does that. And he's lived that way his whole life. And the reason for that is he has a lot of really good guidance around him that are, I want to say, like people who might have been elders or people he's connected to in some way, not necessarily people he's known in life, but people who have followed him in a certain way, and he's got really good guy, and he listens to it. That's the important thing. He really, really listens to it.
And he doesn't always understand how he's getting the message. Sometimes I don't understand that either. But he does know that it's coming from outside of himself. He does get that, you know.
Yeah.
So you're very lucky that you have someone who's like that, but he tends to push himself really too hard, and you need to make sure he rests and he eats and he drinks water, and, you know, he does take good self-care, as my friend likes to say, so that he tips the scale in balance to his favor. You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
What I mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
Totally. And the thing is, because he does work physically, it's directly tied into his heart impact. And
yes.
So, yeah, it's like there's really, we don't have, you know, reserves or anything like that. So the question then, I guess, that leads is, you know, if, you know, because I also am an intuitive, I've been working professionally for 11 years, but, you know, raised this way, et cetera. You know, is this now my time to just kind of push forward and,
yes.
You know,
yes.
Shift the weight a bit because of the stress?
Yes.
And yeah.
I think I think you can get many more clients and use social media to your best advantage. You can do it. You can get more clients in. You can also, I feel like there's a teaching aspect to the work you do, and that you
yes.
could actually offer some webinars or person seminars or something like that in your metaphysical community there, and I think it would really help your own income, you know. You wouldn't
yes.
be totally reliant on him, okay?
Yeah, perfect. Yes, thank you. And that is what I've been doing, actually. It's just a matter of, you know, getting on that platform where people really kind of understand my message and, you know, have the desire to work with me specifically, et cetera. But, yes, absolutely.
Well, let me put my producer hat on for a second and tell you that you should talk to Michael, because this show is a wonderful platform for, especially if you are not getting, like, national or international exposure. It's a good platform for that. But you also use your social media. Use Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, do it all. Because
yeah.
in the long run, you meet a lot of people that way.
Yeah, absolutely. Perfect.
And don't forget to ask your guidance to help you open doors. They will help you.
Yeah.
They'll help you. So be
yeah.
sure you ask. Okay?
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
You're so very welcome. You're a lovely person.
Thank you. Have a great evening.
You're welcome.
Okay. Thank you, Victoria. Okay. I'm ready. Veronica. Why do I keep saying
Veronica?
That? Yeah.
Yes.
Veronica. Why do I keep? I have it written down as Veronica, but anyway, I guess it's late and I'm tired, as we've been talking about all day. Ooh, it's been a long day. You know me, I don't get to sleep until really late, probably 4, 5, 6 in the morning. And then today we got up at like 9 to get my wife to her doctor's appointment. So
wow.
that was like 3 hours of sleep. I didn't sleep straight in anyway. So. Yeah, so anyway,
well,
but
I hope you go to bed earlier tonight. Will you go to bed earlier tonight?
I will, I promise you I will.
That's
what my wife
thing.
Says. She says, would you, you know, she's like, you know, would you get your butt in here already and stay in bed, she says.
That's so funny, I know you're always up because I get up in the middle of the night to go do the thing that people do in the middle of the night, and it's like, Michael's
yeah.
on there. He's sending me messages at 3 o'clock
yeah.
in the morning.
Yeah, well, I'm it's like there's never enough time to get, you know, to all the guests that I have, you know, so many shows, and then all the, you know, you being a producer, there's so many other people related to the show, you know what I'm saying? There's not
sure.
just... And there's the listeners, and then there's people who are interested in joining. I mean, it is just never ending.
Well, You're carrying a lot of weight, and you're dealing with it very well, I think, given the circumstances.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Appreciate you saying
you're
that.
You're welcome.
And I appreciate you being here and really being, my right-hand, we wouldn't say man, but how would you say that?
your producer, Nancy, says she would like to be the associate producer, just so you know.
Oh, she would. Tell her to get a hold of me if she's serious.
No, she's teasing, but it is
okay.
Funny.
That's only Bonnie's job, all right? Everybody else stay out of it. Just joking. Well, you know what's going to – when I end this here, I'm going to have eat here with my son in the living room, and we're going to watch what is the show? Do you remember, Bonnie, that the show that Chuck and I talk about on Mondays, and Marilyn's like, do you always got to talk about that? Remember?
It's usually don't you usually talk politics with Chuck?
No, Chuck don't really care to talk. It's PD Live. Remember the cop show that's on right now?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Where they? Yeah, it's on right now. Of course, I have it being taped right now. But yeah, we always just Chuck was a former cop, you know, in Salem. And
that's right.
And you know what they have on the uniforms in Salem, Massachusetts, on the cop uniforms?
I'm afraid to ask. Would it be a witch with a broom or something?
Yes. A witch on a broomstick. Really?
That's unbelievable they would have that. But it makes sense. I mean,
yes.
You know.
I'll bring it up Monday night. If I forget, Bonnie, remind me when Chuck's on, okay? And I'll talk about it. But yes. Yes,
that's one of my
favorite
shows. I love the two of them together.
Yeah.
Marilyn and Chuck.
Yes. Yeah. So Bonnie's talking about Monday night show at 9 Eastern, where we have the psychic cop, Chuck Bergman, who is an excellent medium, really one of the very tops, really. And Marilyn Posick, who is an angel reader. So they both come on and take your calls. And we really have a good time. I mean, we have a lot of laughs and, so, yeah, I enjoy it a lot. I think it shows, right, Bonnie? Does it show?
Yeah, it is a really good show. That's a really good one.
Yeah, I enjoy myself on there. It's a lot of fun. So, okay. Well, we've gone way over for a Friday night. I think we're going to go ahead and wrap at this part. And one more time. Let me give out the Bonnie's doing the special. And like I said earlier, shows, anybody can participate in the special. That's what's so great about it. It's only $19, folks. That's like a trip to McDonald's or Starbucks or what have you. Okay. And here's the phone number for a 30-minute private reading, only $19.95. But it does end this weekend. Okay. It's, we have a Bonnie. Hasn't come, you know, we haven't come with the next week's, special, but I know it will be higher because this is what. So, again, the phone number is 540-294-5193. 540-294-5193. That's to contact Bonnie for private sessions. It's on the show page, plus all of our other contact information, website, email's all right there. Okay. God, my mouth is
thank
dry.
You. Thank you. Thank you so much. I've been having so much trouble with my voice. It's spring in Virginia. What does that tell you? You know? Everything's blooming now.
I gotcha. Okay. Well, I'm going to wrap up. My son's just about here. Well, here he is. So off I go. All right. Thanks, Bonnie. Have a great weekend. We'll see you Sunday.
You're welcome.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye. And to everybody out there, take care. We'll see you Sunday night. Much love.